much is that doggy in the window.
It is time to check in with our favorite pet trendologist, Charlotte Reed. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're getting here Halloween time.
Don't you love it?
I go to the store looking for costumes, and I think, are those little kid costumes? And I look a little closer, and I realize these are Halloween costumes for our pets, most exclusively dogs, because to try to dress a cat in a costume is pretty much a horror story in itself. But all right. The best you can get is a bandana and maybe a baseball cap on a cat. After that, all bets are off as well.
A baseball cap? That's pretty brave. My cat won't even wear a baseball cap.
Yeah. I get it while he's sleeping, and then the sunglasses, too. So.
Oh, how funny. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, people love Halloween. They love to dress up their pet. Pets are part of the family. So they want to share their family experience, whether you're a singleton, you know, you're solo, or you have your two kids or three kids, you know, and they love the picture. So I always say, make sure your pet likes to wear a costume. So when you go shopping, you know, have his measurements down. Know, you know, from tip to tail, the back of his head, all the way to the tip of his tail, and also his girth. Measure under his front two paws and go all the way around. So that way you have a great idea of the size. The hottest costumes, really, they vary. Obviously, we're saturated with what's going on, the big debates tonight. So obviously, we're going to see a lot of suits. For men and women, and the blonde wig, so whether it's Trump or Hillary, you can always get your dog dressed up like a politician. So that's always kind of fun. And then put a few political buttons on the lapel or on his back, so that's always kind of fun. You know, the other thing is food's always really, really popular. So this year they're doing a lot of pup lattes. Imagine that, your dog dressed like your favorite cup or Frappuccino from Starbucks, which I think is kind of funny. You know, the other thing that's also hot is Pokemon. Remember, everyone was running into everything, so Pokemon characters are super hot these days, so that's always kind of fun. And, of course, your superheroes. You know, for the past few years, it's been Spider-Man and Batman. We're seeing a lot of girl power, and we're seeing a lot of the gal dogs dressed up like Wonder Woman.
Charlotte, you go out, you buy the perfect outfit, you bring it home, you try to put it on that doggy, and that doggy says, I want no part of this. Then what do?
Well, you know, I always say go with the holiday-themed bandana, like you said, or a leash and collar is always fun. But the most important thing you want to do is take a picture, send it to your friends, share it on social media, whether it's Pinterest or Facebook. And, you know, a lot of people these days, they have doggy Facebook and Twitter accounts, and of course Instagram. I mean, let me tell you something. I was in an event yesterday for Purina in New York City. The Instagram dogs are under contract. They probably make more money than you and me. With 1,088,066,000 followers.
Charlotte,
that's big business.
This pet world social media thing, this is a marriage. You know, there's that whole cat thing, and then every day there's some cute pets that are cuddling that show up on my Facebook or somewhere else. How did you think, do you ever think it would explode in such a way like this, that we spend our days looking at other people's pets?
No, to be honest with you, I never did. So now my dog, Ty, you know, he's on TV a lot. So now Ty has a Facebook account. But you know what? It's like a full-time job documenting his exploits or we're traveling the next few days. I mean, you know, I got to take a picture of him wearing the clothes. I got to take a picture of him in the hotel, on the streets of the various cities I'm in. I mean, he needs a full-time assistant.
Yeah, well, all you need to do is make sure you walk him and feed him some treats every once in a while.
And give him love, and that's the most important thing. But, you know, you mentioned treats. So, okay, so here's the new trend. You know, we always said to people, don't take your pet trick-or-treating. You know, make sure he stays home, he's comfortable, he's calm, away from the door. Do people listen? No, they want to take their dog trick-or-treating. They want to be in the neighborhood with their other moms, trick-or-treating with their kids and the dog. They dress them in costume. So this past year, we've seen turquoise pumpkin for the allergy-free healthy treats. Now the new thing is, if you're serving dog treats, you have a pumpkin outside the door that has some paws on it. It's called pet pumpkin carving. So a lot of people are pet pumpkin carving so that the dog owners can come by and get treats. So what we did, because we live in a special kind of building, Dr. Fleck and I, obviously, we live in the back of the clinic, so we have dogs who come in all the time. So we've got the pumpkin outside. And we know, because so many dogs are overweight, they're fatty, you know, So we serve like a very low calorie, of course, made and sourced in the USA. We serve a loving pets treat, which is like an apple or a pumpkin or a cranberry treat with a little chicken flavor in there. And it's great. I mean, I eat them too, so the parents know they're safe. And they're yummy, and my dogs love them. So we pass those out at trick-or-treat for all the four-legged friends who come to our door.
Well, this is also the time with all the small, bite-sized pieces of chocolate. You know, these full-size, fun-size candy bars is just sometimes just another name to get a smaller piece. But we have to make sure our pets and our candy bowl are separated from each other.
Completely separated from the chocolate. And a lot of people are really aware of the chocolate. What they get a little careless is with the moms love the sugar-free candy now. So a lot of the sugar-free candy contains xylitol, which is deadly for your pet. So keep your pet away from the hard candy or the gum. Also, you know, the peanut butter, some peanut butter does have xylitol in it. But a lot of people now, like I said, the allergy-free, they're passing out raisins. So we're seeing an increase of dogs eating raisins. You know, they steal the box of raisins. It can be deadly for your dog. And who wants to have to leave their house on the holiday and take the pet to the vet? I mean, average Halloween, I mean, between Easter and Halloween, those are two of your big times of the year where people are spending money on the veterinarian. Right. You know, the bills are like $500. I mean, that's just, and candy's gone up so much these days. Who wants to spend an extra $500-$600? And then, of course, you know, you have the candle burns. But there's one thing I always want to remind pet parents, especially if they have a cat, because I'm sure you've been in this situation. Do you ever go to a friend's house and you can smell the cat before you can see it?
Sure, yes.
Right, so I always tell people, and also, you know, when you open the door, you want your house to smell fresh. The kids aren't coming in or trick-or-treating. So I always say go with, like, a cat litter that's eco-friendly, because I always, you know, we got to protect our environment, of course. But use something that you can flush down the toilet. So I use like a world's best cat litter. It's eco-friendly. It's powered by corn. It's great, sustainable, and it's septic tank friendly. So if the cat poops, because we have one cat and all these dogs, right? So I always just run, flush it down the toilet, and then wait for the next set of trick-or-treaters to come. Makes it easier. And last but not least, consider your safety. Make sure your dogs and cats have ID tags. If they're chipped, make sure your chip is up to date. Because a lot of dogs and cats get lost, but really the return rate tends to be low because people never update the microchips. Make sure your cell phone number is on a dog tag. If your dog has the normal normal tags, make sure you've got your current cell phone number. Or if you have a door dasher, keep your pet maybe locked in a room or in a cage so he can have a nice Halloween and, you know, give him a fun treat that he can enjoy.
Absolutely. And I just came back from the groomers the other day, and they had a deal where they do kind of like an airbrushing on different dogs to kind of make designs. Mm-hmm. That's another way to get the – and then there's a lot of places where they're taking your pictures, usually to benefit some sort of rescue groups, usually pictures with your pets for Halloween as well. But we love our pets, that's for sure. Hey, Charlotte, where can we find out some of the things you've talked about? Are there any good places
to follow you or your pets? Sure, my Twitter stream is going to be full of tips and tricks and pictures of costumes. So check out Charlotte Reed on Twitter, and then stay safe and have a happy Halloween with your pets.
Same with you. Thank you, Charlotte. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.